are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, wake up. This isn't your sleepy sleep show. I know some of you listen to the show at 11 o'clock to 1 in the morning in Las Vegas, and you say you listen to it before you go to bed. Come on, really? I mean, I know you're trying to compliment me, saying, you know, that's when you go to bed and you stay up to listen to it. But honestly, if the show is putting you to sleep, in, you know, by any means, you have got to let me know. All right, I understand that sometimes my voice is just a little too quiet, and, you know, I'll step it up a little bit if I have to, but no, don't be using my show to fall asleep. Okay, what do we have here? We have cows listening to Mozart and getting massages, and it makes more milk. Mystifying, huh? We have humans that can quote-unquote smell people's age. I'm not sure what that's about. We'll take a look at that. I guess they're trying to bring bloodletting back to ease heart risks. They want to bloodlet obese people to decrease diabetes and cholesterol, bloodletting. I tell you, this is where healthcare is going, people. Remember we had to spend all that time on leeches and maggots last year? Yeah, they want to bloodlet now. I don't know. I wouldn't move. I would just kind of tell the government that you're not going to stand for this. Somebody was in a car accident, airbag deployed. He would have lived through the car accident, except he breathed in the airbag dust. Ended up dying from that. So we need to talk about that. And then I guess they say men's orifices are dirtier than females' orifices. All right, but that's not the biggest study of the day. The biggest study of the day is scientists have cracked the genetic code of a tomato. And they're proud of it. It's in Paris, I guess, an international team. You know what? Let's just start with the story because I know this is really exciting, especially for the people dying to go to sleep. They say an international scientific team today. We're talking this happened. I know it happened today. I know. And you're hearing it on the Dr. Dahlia Show before CNN, before Fox News. You're hearing it on the Dr. Dahlia Show. They say an international scientific team said it unraveled the genetic code of the tomato. That, I mean, I have been waiting my whole life to hear of this scientific breakthrough. You all thought the light bulb was huge. They say what this does now is it opens up ways to improve the fruit's taste, nutrition, and shelf life. Don't improve it. Tomatoes are good. I eat it on my pizza. I eat it on my spaghetti. It's good. Right? And quit calling tomato fruit. Gathering more than 300 researchers in 14 countries, this is huge, the Tomato Genome Consortium compared today's domesticated tomato with its South American parent, calm down people, the Solanum pimpanillophyllum. I know, this is what they found. The tomato has 35,000 genes, but there is only a variation, now hold on to your pants on this one, of 0.6% between the wild variety and the supermarket variety of today. Now, okay, I know many of you are like, Dahlia, I just turned you on. I am missing this big news on cracking the code of the tomato. Don't worry, it is going to appear in the journal Nature. Okay, y'all have N-A-T-U-R-E, Nature. Right, okay, I know. Now, apparently members of the 9-year-old tomato consortium, apparently this tomato consortium business has been going on for 9 years. I was never invited. Right, members come from Argentina, Belgium, Britain, China, France, Germany, India, Israel, Italy, Japan, South Korea, the Netherlands, Spain, and of course, the United States is all over this one. We probably have a whole department that we've been paying taxes on. Sales of the tomatoes in the United States alone are roughly $2 billion a year. This is big news. They have cracked the tomato genome. I know, I know. And you were all here to witness it in 2012. I tell you, I really hope that the history books exemplify. All right. I know some of you in the field of science probably like, Dahlia, stop it. This is serious stuff. Really? Who cares about the tomato? We got bigger fish to fry. I want to know what the heck is going on with all these radioactive fish swimming in the Pacific. Really? I don't give a heart and doot what's in a tomato or the genome. Okay, genomes are boring. I remember in medical school, not medical school, this was in college, we made DNA. And the DNA was slimy, it was stringy, and it really had a consistency of semen. Not that I would have known at that age what that looked like. That's from what I understood, you know, the textbook said. And I remember how the doctor who was teaching us about this, or the professor, was so excited about us pulling these strands of DNA. I mean, you could, I guess it was cool that we made some sort of DNA. I mean, I could have sneezed in the test tube, in the beaker, and I'm sure I would have pulled out some DNA of that too. But, you know, for some people, this is exciting stuff. So for those of you that were really interested in tomato genome, you'll now be able to whet your intellectual appetite. Okay, what do we got here? Yes, I did see the deadliest catch. Yes, it was very, very cool. Apparently, if you want to know where to crab fish, you look for the fart bubbles and you could smell them. Did you guys know about that? I learned that last night. I remember, I forget, Jake's dad had died. Remember last year, Jake's dad had a pulmonary embolism, and I was worried about this guy because I thought he smoked, and I thought he was going to die, and then he ends up dying the next year anyway. Well, his dad had taught him that what you do is when you're trying to crab fish, and for any of you about to go crab fishing, I guess you go out there and you try to smell, and you could smell the crab farts, and you could even see the bubbles come to the surface. So I thought that was very, very fascinating because apparently he won this little bet yesterday on where the crabfish were going to be, all because he knew how to smell for farts. So, tell you, that's science. That's more fascinating than a tomato genome. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.5150. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.90.69, $7.95.35 for a half ounce, or $3.97.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.90.69, $7.95.35, and $3.97.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. We were talking about the crab bubbles and the crab farts, remember, with the deadliest catch, and apparently bubbles are in the news. I guess bubbles in Guinness beer, really do sink, and scientists discovered this. You think the tomato genome was bad? Apparently, scientists have now proven that bubbles in Guinness sink while beer is settling. Apparently, beer drinkers have been arguing about this for years, and they think it's the way the stouts settle in the glass. I'm not a beer drinker, so you guys may figure this out. All right, this is also coming from Europe. In a standard tapered pint glass, I guess when you all drink pints, the bubbles in the center of the Guinness still rise, but the ones near the side float downwards as the fluid circulates. I got to talk to my buddy Kyle. He may know what the heck this all means. Float. I'm thinking about root beer float. So I guess they say for dedicated Guinness drinkers who spend a significant portion of their time watching their beer and the bubbles, Cornell University scientists think that a different shaped glass could mean that Guinness settles faster. Okay, well, that's interesting. I still think the crab bubbles are a more interesting story than Guinness bubbles. Does it really matter where the bubbles go? The bubbles end up going into you and you either burp or fart anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter if they go to the top of the glass or the bottom of the glass. Okay, now I know you all are going, okay, fine, tomato genome, scientists looking at Guinness beer bubbles. Do we have anything productive that scientists are working on? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. You're going to love this one. Humans can smell people's age. Now, this is a fascinating study, okay? They say volunteers were able to distinguish between young, middle-aged and elderly individuals by sniffing their body odor. Apparently, old person smell was less intense and unpleasant than the other age groups. Older people smell better than, and how did they do this? Okay, what they did is scientists collected armpit odor samples. I'm going to throw up. From three groups of 12 to 16 donors, aged 20 to 30, 45 to 55, and 75 to 95. Don't y'all have jobs? Really? You have time to give an armpit sample? Oh, wait till we get to the orifice. So you guys, what is going on in science this week? Okay. Donors were asked to sleep for five nights in t-shirts containing underarm pads, which were cut up and placed in glass jars. I don't know if I could read this. I'm kind of nauseous. These were assessed by 41 evaluators. Now, these are the people that are going to do the sniffing. Age 20 to 30, who were given pairs of glass jars in different combinations to sniff. Could you do that? If somebody gave you a glass jar of an armpit, underarm sweat collector, would you do it? No. They said volunteers, meaning no money. On each occasion, they had to decide which jar contained samples from the older donor. They were also asked to rate the intensity and pleasantness of each odor. The evaluators were able to discriminate between the three donor age categories. Oh, you guys want to know where this is? Okay, it's in the Journal Public Library of Science 1. Please finish listening to the show before you run to go online to find this online article. It's called Journal Public Library of Science 1. I'm not going to tell you where to find the articles. If you're really going to drop everything and stop listening to my show to go and read the article, I'm not going to tell you. Come on. It's going to hurt my ratings. Similar to other animals, humans can extract signals from body odors that allow us to identify biological age, avoid sick individuals, pick a suitable partner, and distinguish kin from non-kin. Yeah, I know what my kids smell like. I know my kids smell. I just know them. I know when they're around. I know when they're trying to sneak up on me. I got mama hearing. I got mama eyes. I got mama smell. All right? That's just us mamas. In the animal world, they say age-related odors are believed to guide in mate selection. Older males might be desirable because they contribute genes linked to longevity. It's like a 95-year-old probably smells really good. While older females with fragile reproductive systems may be avoided. Now, a fragile reproductive system could mean the woman's not having menses, period, or she'd be having a period all the time. You know, so I'm wondering if that also is a part of it. Like, for example, when someone's having their period, there's an odor to it. Okay, y'all know it. Don't make me go through it. Don't. And please, for the love of the Lord, I hope no scientists are thinking about doing a jar test with this one. But it's a turnoff, okay, to the human species. Many animals, they aren't as turned off because it signifies that the female animal is in heat. But many male species, human species, is very turned off by the female having a period. Now, she also assists in this turnoff, you know, by being crabby, right, demanding chocolate, and making fun of her husband's mother, which apparently happens in our family. Now, once a woman's period stops, that's when the body starts to build up the uterus lining, the egg is getting ready to, the ovary is starting to, you know, getting ready to ovulate an egg and spew one out. And so women, they say, may actually smell better after their period than during their period. Okay? Now, I know many people are like, well, that's what we have deodorant tampons for. No, as far as I'm concerned, stay away from me when I'm having my period. Okay, if my telling you stay away doesn't do it, I'm definitely not going to use a deodorant tampon to help the situation. Okay, let's move on. Are we done with this? Okay, oh, they say elderly people have a discernible underarm odor. Are we still on this? Oh, my gosh. That younger people consider to be fairly neutral and not unpleasant. So this old person smell that people say, it's not really coming from their sweat. Now, I think I know what old person smell is. All right, you know, having lived with my, you know, grandparents and having then my grandparents move in with us and, you know, I think, you know, urine incontinence has a smell. Didn't older people used to put a moth repellent on their clothes? Or was I smelling moth? There is a smell. And then, of course, the perfume never smelled really good. So that's probably, if you mix all that together, you probably get older person smell. Okay, we're not done. Oh, Lord of mercy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is painful. The dirty truth about men's orifices. Okay, this is coming from Google Health. Men's orifices are dirtier than women's and may contain significantly higher numbers of bacteria, a study has found. Who is testing this? Who is paying for these studies? We don't give a heart and dude. I don't give a heart and dude or a Donald Duck about tomato genome. I don't care about underarm odor. Much of the reason is probably due to hygiene. U.S. researchers say men are commonly perceived as having a more slovenly nature. No, I don't think it's that. I think most men are not expecting anybody to evaluate their orifice, whereas women, we're always preparing. We know we got to go in for pap smears. We know we have to go to the doctor. We just know the orifice is going to be evaluated, right? Even during a sexual act, let's say. Okay, yeah, I know that was a very difficult word for me to pull out of my amygdala here. Act. You know, the woman is probably going to be most likely evaluated orifice-wise than the man. Usually women don't really go in that area. Women don't really look at the guys, you know, I mean, they'll check out guys' butts, but during the sexual act, they aren't in that, they aren't near the rectum. They're near the other side. Yet men, because of the way the female's anatomy is, there's orifices all over the place, and men are usually down there. So I think women take care of their orifices more than men. I don't know why researchers had to do a study on this. I could have told you that. Honestly. Scientists took 450 swabs. Do I really have to go through this? You know what? No. Okay. The team, I'm going to skip how they evaluated the orifices. Oh, okay. Now they say here men are known to wash their hands and brush their teeth less frequently than women and are commonly perceived. I don't want to go that. Okay. The team acknowledged that men have one excuse for working in dirtier offices than their female colleagues, their body size. Men are on average larger than women. They have a correspondingly greater skin surface area as well as nasal and oral cavities, and therefore a proportionally greater surface area for bacteria colonization. That still doesn't explain the rectum, and I don't even think I want to know about it. Okay, can we move on? Is that enough science for you all? Really? I got to do a three-hour show on this stuff. All right, you know what? You know what? I'm going to give it to the third hour. I know. The third hour is suspecting some really good scientific highlights from today. I'm going to give it to these guys. I'll save the second hour. I won't make the second hour have to listen to this. Yeah, we'll make the third hour listen. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you want news less disgusting on a day-to-day basis, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. It is imperative you follow me on Twitter. All right. Again, just in case I have courses to take throughout the summer or I have issues where I may be missing some of my shows, I still communicate with you hour by hour, giving you tweets and medical updates. So you have to tune in that way. All right. But right now I'm still here. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Alright guys, listen up, cause it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really gotta try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to be emceeing a gala tomorrow that is benefiting the Girls Club. It's through CS4 Foundation. It's going to be a huge event, and I'm really honored I get to MC. I don't know what I'm going to say. You know, I don't know. Usually I kind of prepare for that day of because I like to, talk about something current, so I'm pretty excited about that. You may be listening to a best of, but here's the thing. I make sure the best of you listen to is a show that you usually don't get on that hour, so please still tune in, all right? You know, it's not just a rerun. Every show is really thought out, right, and created, you know, for your liking and with the highest quality possible. But most likely the show that you will hear when I'm gone is going to be a show you never heard. Because remember, we do the show 3 hours a day, and many of you only get 1 hour in your respective city. So please still tune in while I'm trying to do some good for this world. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's email time. Got to go through some of your emails. Well, come on, stop complaining. Come on, stop it. Some of these emails are good. Stop it. Here we go. This is a good one. This is a good one. Peter from Los Angeles. Dr. Dahlia, my son is about to marry a girl I can't stand. She's pompous, obnoxious. I wonder if this is my father-in-law. My son is about to marry. I wonder if he meant to write this 16 years ago. She's pompous, obnoxious, is only interested in him because he's a medical student. Ah. And on top of all that, her family is liberal. Oh, no. You're so... Okay, no, you're right. We got to probably call an ambulance. Oh, boy. Get SWAT involved. Oh, no. She's married a liberal. All right, you're right. All hands on deck for this one. All right, come on. I've been through 3 unsuccessful marriages myself, and I don't want to see my son go through what I did. What do I do as a father? Okay, yeah, you see, I told you this is a good one. All right, okay, so what do you do if your son is going to marry a wench, a woman you completely don't want anything to do with? You think she's just marrying him for this money. Huh. I wonder what happened with the Facebook marriage, right? Mark, I don't know if she's really into you because you're such a sex fiend. But you know what? They met at college. So I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg and his new wife, it was real love. Okay. So what do you do if your son is about to marry a girl you can't stand? You think he's only interested in him, because he's a medical student. Let me tell you, I was a medical student. The guys didn't really flock to me. I know it's different for male medical students, but I mean, I thought I would be a real, you know, men magnet. Being a medical student, guys didn't want anything to do with me, you know? So I wouldn't worry about that. Here's the thing. You cannot try and stop the wedding. I know you probably want to do that, but you can't do it for a variety of reasons. Number one is your son, if he's in La La Land, if he's about to marry this girl and he loves her, okay, it's only going to cause a lot of animosity. And remember, if this girl detects that you don't like her, and this girl thinks that you are going to try full court press to stop a marriage that probably will still go on, you could just say goodbye to the grandchildren. You know, I mean, unfortunately, she will not want to come and visit you. She'll not, you know, with the kids, it could cause a lot of problems. But, you know, if your son saw it for himself, then that's one thing, but he's not going to. And now let's say best case scenario, you're like, no, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to tell him that he shouldn't marry this girl. She's a mistake. Let's say best case scenario, he goes, all right, Dad, I'll listen to you. Well, what if he does that? Okay, and he just calls off the marriage because he really trusts your opinion. Well, then for the next, I don't know how many decades, he could have this what if. And then what if the new wife he has ends up failing? He could blame you that he didn't marry the first girl he wanted to marry. You can't be involved in that way. Now, what you could maybe do is pull him aside and say, look, I know you're happy and I want to support you in any decision that you make, but I've gone through some unsuccessful marriages and I want to be able to be there for you in case certain red flags happen or certain signs come up. Okay. I do have, you know, a couple concerns. And if you don't feel their concerns, Dad, you're overreacting. Because you know that's what he's going to say. All right? If you don't feel their concerns right now, that's fine. But just know that if an issue does arise, I'm here for you, etc. That's probably the best you could do. Because telling him not to marry this girl, you're going to not go to the wedding. You're going to cut him off, which, believe me, has happened in our family multiple times. Now, it's just going to alienate you. Remember, you know, he's in love. He's in La La Land. He's young. He's a student. And you may be 100% right. But then what you do is you give him ways to protect himself. You know, now, at this point, if he's a medical student, probably a prenup doesn't make sense. Because he probably doesn't own anything. He's probably in a lot of debt. And I'm not sure too much about future prenups. And something tells me he may not, you know, want to be involved in this. Now, them being liberal, I don't know. I don't know where you're going to go with this one. I mean, that's something we just can't fix. You're gonna have to have a couple drinks at the wedding. That's all I can say. But you just can't interfere the way you want to interfere. And I know because you feel as a father, you need to protect your son. And you could be 100% right. If you're seeing this and you've been through multiple marriages, you probably are right. I would not say you're paranoid. You probably are right. But here's the other thing too. Okay, women do change. Men can change. I mean, I've seen situations where people marry into a family that is completely overbearing, and you think that marriage is going to fail, and then one day, you know, one of the spouses tells the family, back the heck off, this is my family, it's my nucleus, this is the way I'm doing it, And then, boom, it's a whole new change. It was a watershed. It just a complete about face of where the situation was going. Complete turn of events. So who knows? You know, I mean, she may have an awakening. And because remember, I mean, I used to be young, right? When I was in my 20s, I was very obnoxious. I wasn't pompous, but I was very obnoxious. And I still, I think, am. But I mean, if you think I'm bad now, imagine being in my 20s. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody I dated, you know, a parent said, no, I mean, she's too obnoxious. I mean, remember, you know, youth is wasted on the young. Some of these young people do stupid things. But your job as a parent is to let him know, even though you're a little worried, okay, you are there for him. You're going to support him no matter what. Because if the poop does hit the fan, he's got to know that he could come to you. He is not going to want to hear, and I told you so. And that can happen. But I got to tell you, for many of you that have children now, I mean, I'm really worried about that too. I got two boys. You know, I don't know if I'm going to like the girls they're going to want to marry. I'm going to have to, you know, bite my tongue and like them. I mean, I'm going to have to, because otherwise, you know, like I said, they're not going to want anything to do with us. You got to kind of, you know, be supportive. And I know some of you are like, nah. If you hate the woman, you stop them from making a mistake. But you see, I mean, is it really a mistake? Yeah, I mean, how do you know? Now, let's say your son wants to marry someone who's, a heroin addict, or someone who's serving time on parole, and you think she's going to end up there because she's involved in a prostitution ring on her own volition. Okay, in that particular case, yes, you probably should do something. But just because she's kind of obnoxious and you think she's attracted to him for being a medical student. Now, and let me just say this. There are many men out there, and I feel sorry for them, but there are many men out there that know exactly what they're doing. And they have no problem having a woman on their side that is interested in their career or the money they're making. I mean, I don't know much about Mark Zuckerberg or Donald Trump, but they don't appear to have, you know, the highest of sex appeal. So, you know, I'm not trying to accuse their partners of trying to be with them for their money, etc. But there are many people in this world that aren't the hottest stuff. Yet they have a woman on their side and they're very happy. And however that relationship, you know, and whatever, I guess, caused a relationship to mind, and, you know, maybe they don't want to think about it. Maybe they repress it. But, you know, there's a chance he knows. He knows 100%. He's like, look, yeah, she's really excited about that I'm going to be a doctor, but this is the woman I want to be with, and I'm going to make it work. You know? So, doctors are pretty sexy, aren't they? All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you are finding us on LinkedIn. That's great. Connect with me there. Connect with me on Twitter. Connect with me on Facebook. A big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials tonight with his fancy fingers. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who's keeping us all prepared for the worst. All right. Well, I think the worst is coming. I mean, especially with healthcare. Take a look at this. Bloodletting can ease heart risks for the obese. So if you're obese, not only are they not going to, are they going to tax the heck out of you with the sodas and the yummy foods, but now they're going to probably bloodlet you. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do it without your permission while you're just standing there in line. They say the ancient medical practice of bloodletting may benefit obese people with metabolic syndrome. No, thank you. Pass. The metabolic syndrome is a group of conditions including abdominal obesity, high triglycerides, high fasting blood sugar levels, and increased risk of diabetes and heart disease. Sometimes we call it Syndrome X. Sometimes we call it the triad. I like to call it the triple whammy. But, you know, people with high triglycerides, high fasting blood sugar levels, abdominal obesity, they're on the way to diabetes and heart disease. We've all talked about that. Now, they say bloodletting was common throughout history, but was abandoned. I wonder why. In the 19th century, when it was determined that it had little or no effect on most diseases. But there was a study by German researchers found the two sessions of blood donation, I gotta do the German accent, donation improved blood pressure and markers of cardiovascular disease in older patients with metabolic syndrome. It improved markers. Yeah, my grandmother was from Germany, from Essen. When she used to yell, you had to flee. You had to flee. But she was a tough cookie. In the study, 64 patients were divided into two groups. Zwei, right? Ein, zwei, drei, zwei groups. One group donated 300 milliliters of blood at the start of the study and between 200 and 500 milliliters 4 weeks later. One group didn't donate blood. Oh, they call it donating. 6 weeks after the second blood donation, which allowed sufficient time for the body to generate new blood and return blood volume to normal, systolic blood pressure, the top number among those who donated, fell from 148 to 130. Now, that's kind of significant. You're telling me an 18-point drop in systolic blood pressure? They also had reductions in blood sugar levels and heart rate and an improvement in cholesterol levels. Now, this study is published in the journal BMC Medicine. Write that one down, too. I know. We got Nature. We got that online journal, BMC Medicine. Like Run DMC, right? Okay. Blood donation, they say, is known to reduce levels of iron in the body. We have done. We do phlebotomize for some conditions. If you have polycythemia, if you have too many red blood cells, or if you have hereditary hemochromatosis and high iron levels, we will phlebotomize you. You know, have you donate blood, or we just take blood out of you in the office. I don't do it in my office. I have the hematologist do it. I just don't want, you know, I don't want the mess. But we have, you know, we do phlebotomize. It's just, you know, when they talk about bloodletting, I'm not thinking they want to hire staff. I'm thinking they want to hire leeches. They say blood donation may prevent not just diabetes, but cardiovascular disease for the obese. I mean, I see what they're saying. I mean, let's say you stab somebody and they start to bleed and they continually bleed. I am sure the cholesterol level in that blood will probably fall. I'm sure the blood pressure will fall. And I'm sure a bunch of sugar molecules will fall out of the body as well. So, the concept does make sense, you know. And realize, when we test your blood for diabetes, one of the tests we do is that glycosylated hemoglobin, where we look at how sugary your blood cells are. And the red blood cells pick this sugar up. So if you cause the body to stress a little bit and lose the blood that is sugary, and you have to make new cells that don't have time to sugarize or glycosylate, hence being glycosylated hemoglobin, I could see where the numbers could go down. My only problem is I don't think that's going to solve the situation. I mean, you could bleed someone out till they're dry. If they're going to get diabetes or high cholesterol because they're not changing their eating patterns or they can't change their genetics, they're going to get it. All right, but it's a nice study, and it's sure as heck better than a tomato genome study. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, lose a pint of blood and your blood pressure goes down. That, you know, that, it does make sense. Massages, classical music, and $70,000 waterbeds help make cows produce more milk. All right, what's been going on here? Okay, so it looks like cows, and now where is all this happening? Are being given the spa treatment. I guess dairy farmers are trying a new array of creative options to get their cows to, produce more milk. They're using water beds, playing classical music, animal chiropractors, massage. Right now, there's no scientific data, but this is what they're doing. And the farmers are claiming we're seeing more milk. All right, what else are they doing here? I don't know. I mean, the cow's looking at the person like, get away from me. The cow is not looking like they really want a coccygeal adjustment. Now, let me see. I know my husband's a chiropractor. He's never worked on an animal. He doesn't want to. He knows that there's many, like, there's horse chiropractors, and they make money. And they should. I mean, honestly, if you're going to adjust a horse, that's a lot of work. And I believe in chiropractic for animals. I do. I think animal massage, I mean, because look at your little kitty cat, right? You rub your little kitty cat on the neck. You rub your little, you know, they like it. Animals like to be touched. Some animals do. So I think that's good. Does it produce more milk? I don't know. I mean, you know, in the female species, if you try to, you know, play classical music and massage breasts, it really doesn't make more milk. However, the love hormone Pitocin could kick in. I don't know. That's a very interesting study. Do humans make more milk if you got Bach or Beethoven in the background? I don't know. Well, my milk is all dried up. I make wine now. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So we have a Scottish man, Ronald Smith, who was not injured in a car accident, but then began suffering chest pain and breathing problems after inhaling the noxious powder from the airbag. He's an engineer. He crashed into the car in front. At the same time, another car hit the back of his Vauxhall Insignia. The impact triggered the car's airbag, broke a window, which cut the bag, and he inhaled the gas from inside of it. What is in an airbag? I know there's the powder, kind of is like talcum powder. Excuse me, I'm trying to think the what could be the, I'm going to look that up. I want to know what actually is, what are the components? I mean, I've gotten into multiple car accidents. My airbag was deployed. It contains sodium azide, NaN3, sodium azide. It contains 50 to 80 grams of that. The larger passenger side airbag contains 250 grams. They say within 40 milliseconds of impact, these components react. Oh, they got sodium azide, potassium, I think, nitrate. And I'm trying to brush up on my chemistry. Silicon dioxide? SiO2, is that psyllium dioxide? I don't have my periodic table in front of me. So those three, potassium nitrate, psyllium dioxide, and sodium azide, will react in three separate reactions that produce nitrogen gas. So you are breathing in nitrogen gas. Then you also have guanide nitrate, 5-aminotetrazole, bitetrazole dehydrate, nitromidazole, and basic copper nitrate. It was found that these non-azide reagents allowed for less toxic, lower combustion temperature reaction. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. So there's a bunch of crap in there. A bunch of crap. Okay. Then my suggestion is, after an accident that you think you're fine, go to the doctor and be examined for pneumonitis, just in case this powder does affect the lungs, because that's some scary stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.